The Country Championships are on your racing leader, Sky Sports Radio.
Yes, and here at Albury on Saturday, it is the Southern Districts Country Championship qualifier, a race worth $150,000. Final field will be out with barriers while we're on air here. The big question is what News Girl does. Will Jeff Duray run here? He's accepted with the three-year-old filly in Melbourne on Friday night and Saturday. So we'll get news on that hopefully in this hour, whether the horse has been accepted for at Albury. But joining us right here, our first guest among many this morning is Mark Cronin. He's the chairman of the Albury Racing Club. Welcome, Mark.
It's my pleasure and our pleasure, Andrew.
It's look, it's extra, isn't it? Because you've got your two-day Cup Carnival coming up in March, but to have a race like this, it's a great little coup for the club on Saturday.
Absolutely, Andrew. I mean, we did host a heat of the Country Championships a couple of years ago.
Yep.
We split our carnival to facilitate that at that time. But after some discussions with Racing New South Wales, we were able to have this day and return to our two-day carnival, which is the ideal situation for us.
We'll talk about the Cup Carnival in a moment, but just talking to a few trainers, you know, there seems to be a good feel about Saturday, that horses have been aimed for this race. I mean, it's worth $150,000 overall.
That's absolutely correct, Andrew. Without naming horses, I know there are several in there that have been targeted a long months out for this race, and they've had to be very careful with their starts because of the threshold limitations on starting.
Yep.
It'll be a very keenly contested race and a very strong race. We're very pleased with the acceptances.
Yeah, we'll have a look at the final field, and the barriers will come out while we're on air this morning. Just looking at the track, Mark, it looks in terrific shape. Everything's well primed, considering the heat that you've had over the summer.
Yeah, look, the track's terrific. It underwent a full renovation a bit over 2 years ago. That's bedded down now.
Yep.
Our track staff have done a great job to get it up to the standard that it is. It's all raced very fairly. Albury has always been a track that will give you an opportunity from the front, or you can come from come from last. We've got a long straight, beautiful circumference, great cover of grass. I expect we'll be racing on a good four on Saturday, and every horse should have every opportunity.
It is. It's a beautiful run home. When I got here yesterday, I jumped out of the car and went out onto the course proper and looked down the straight. It gives every horse a decent chance to win a race.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Can I ask you, just on the heat, because you've had extraordinary heat here down on the border. Living in Sydney, we've had warm weather, but in here, you've had extraordinary weather.
We had a bit of an issue with our watering system, believe it or not, between Christmas Day and New Year's Day, and those over that period we had temperatures here in excess of 40 degrees consecutively. So the boys had to work extraordinarily hard keep the track in the shape that it is.
Yeah, magnificent. So this Saturday you've got your Country Championship qualifier, then it's India Cup Carnival on the 21st and 22nd of March, and this year you've gone back to the traditional 2 days.
We have, we got a lot of feedback from the community, from our various stakeholders, and we took it on board, and resoundingly the feedback was that the preference was to run the two-day carnival, so we've reverted to that. We're very happy to do that. It gives some of our long-term supporters, the likes of Barb Joseph and Paul Jones, for example, to bring horses over for the 2 days and bring their connections. They like to come to these carnivals to give their connections a trip away.
Yeah, no, sure. And look, the club's got huge support, Commercial Club and a number of others. You know, you've had these sort of sponsors for a lengthy period.
Yeah, the Commercial Club's been an outstanding sponsor. They've been on deck for a decade, and their support is critical to enabling us to put on a $180,000 cup and a carnival that has prize money approaching $800,000. So we're very proud that we're in a position to do that, and we're very pleased to maintain our relationship with the Commercial Club.
Well, if people are listening to us wherever they are, whether you're around this area or back in Sydney or wherever, if you've never been to an Albury Cup Carnival, and now that it's got those 2 days, it's worthy of a trip wherever you are to be a part of it, and there's good accommodation, there's plenty of it around the place, whether you get into New South Wales or you can always stop over the other side if you run out. But there's so much accommodation, Mark, that we urge them to come come along and enjoy it.
Yeah, it's an event, Andrew.
Yeah.
It's not just a race meeting, no. It's an event. Yeah. So we get well in excess of 12 to 14,000 people here, yeah. usually, yeah. and it's just a great day out.
It is, for sure. Well, good luck on Saturday. I hope it all goes well on the weekend and particularly towards the Cup as well. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Andrew.